Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Last article, we explored how to respond when life gets hard. Here's the thing. Sometimes life stays hard for a long period of time. Despite your best efforts, practicing great action steps, and staying close to the Lord, you can still end up in a place of discouragement or depression. So how do you cope? What can you do to manage these conditions? It's a helpless feeling to find yourself in discouragement or depression. Incidentally, many varying emotions accompany this place. Here are some. First, often you feel trapped by problems. Plus, your navigation and maneuverability seems limited. Then add fear and insecurity about responding. Also, you realize your focus is compromised. Worse yet, productivity comes to a screeching halt. And sadly, peace suffers and joy plays hide and seek. There are times life feels like this. Interestingly, people make different choices about how to live and how to handle life challenges. Let's look at different people and scenarios that can lead to discouragement or depression. People of all types can become discouraged or depressed. First, let's start with the person who has really done their best. This might be you. With all your heart, you jump into life with zeal. You work hard to make good decisions. However, over time, stuff piles up. Trials, difficulties, unhealthy relationships, sickness, even war or political tensions. These kinds of scenarios can bring discouragement and even depression. Now, let's look at the person who didn't do their best. This could also be you. Maybe you made less than helpful decisions. Additionally, you may not have been proactive in trying to manage problems. And the natural consequences have pulled you into discouragement or depression. Sometimes, you are backed into a corner by other unhealthy people. It's tough to be in difficult relationships. Interestingly, this could be people in your workplace, family, community, or even a distant person you always end up having to interact with at some point. This too can pull you down. Sadly, you might be exposed to impossible circumstances because of someone else's choices left to manage the fallout. This happens more than you might think. Another discouraging scenario is when you are treated unkindly, maligned, slandered, or even betrayed. Often, it's all lies, but it's convenient to someone else's agenda. These situations can be very hard to endure and to fix. Still, it's wise to engage helpful steps when you are in these places instead of giving in to being down. Matter of fact, that proactive involvement may be the very thing that helps you stay attached to hope. Plus, ownership of your responses keeps you healthy. There are some helpful steps that encourage and direct you into hope when you are discouraged or depressed. Let's look at them. Step 1. One of the first things to do when you are discouraged or depressed is to pause. It's an intentional pause with purpose. Look at things as they really are, not as they appear, nor as you wish they would be. In your pause, train your heart to turn to God. Just come close to Him. Scripture says, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him." Psalm 37, verse 7. Step 2, pour out your heart to God. When you're discouraged or depressed, press into Christ. Trust Him with all your hurts, doubts, and any failures. Don't depend on your understanding of the situation. Trust Him. He already understands. Psalm 62 verse 8 says, "Trust in Him at all times. Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge." Step number 3, let go. Give your tsunami of emotions to Jesus and acknowledge His desire to help you. This doesn't instantly eliminate your discouragement or depression. However, it does open a door, or even just a small window, to let God's light in. Frankly, in order to wrap your arms around hope and light, you need to let go of unhelpful realities. Scripture says, "Cast your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you." Psalm 55, verse 22. Step 4. Consider your need for comfort and rest. If you are depleted in resources and emotions, triage this to be higher in your priorities. Scripture says, "You are my comforter in sorrow. My heart is faint within me." Jeremiah 8, verse 18. And it also says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11, 28. Step 5. At this point, ask God to give you wisdom. Get your bearings. Sometimes God uses a downtime to help you change direction. Regardless, He knows what needs to happen to best help you. James 1:5 says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, ask God, who gives generously to all, and it will be given to you." Step number 6. Ask God to heal your heart. Listen intently for His whispers of love, His awareness of your situation, His personal provisions for you, and His intentions to keep all His promises to you. Scripture says, "I am the Lord who heals you." Exodus 15, 26. Step 7. Incidentally, often when you face discouragement or depression, you've also experienced a loss of some kind. Therefore, it helps to take time to grieve. Many folks skip this step. However, if you don't grieve, you can become unhealthy. Alternatively, do these things. First, look at what has happened. Second, admit the loss and the hurt. Third, tears might help. Fourth, deepest losses are from relationships. It could be through death, severe illness, conflict, or changed hearts. Next, losses can also result from a terrible business transaction, a natural disaster, an accident, declining health, or a denial of some kind. And then finally, in every case, refuse to be a victim. As you grieve, be aware you can get lost in grieving, indulging in continual grief or punishing others, or even God, in your devastation will not change things for the better. Tell God your grief. Ask Him for strength to accept how things are now. Step 8, forgive if you have been wronged. It may be appropriate to give another person another chance. Other times, it's better not to. But forgiving sets you free. If you have wronged someone else, ask them to forgive you. Humble yourself. Pride will keep you down. Colossians 3:13 says, "Forgive as the Lord forgave you." And step 9, after all those previous steps, move forward. not locked in denial or bitterness. Get up, wash your face, and start to live again. The loss will still be painful. However, positive strokes are healthy. This is not a straighten your shoulders, steel-faced, go forward kind of thrust. That would only keep you down. Rather, choose to accept what has happened. Equally, acknowledge you didn't want it to happen. Willingly, yield to God's love and care. Happily, let His grace rewrite your life story. And then let go into God's capable grip. And now, step 10. It may help to talk about your discouragement or depression with someone you trust. Keep building with God and with people. Refuse to be fearful. Remain productive in your daily schedule. Pursue whatever God lays on your heart. Quickly adopt changes, little tweaks that He shows you. And incidentally, it helps to add a hobby or a fun activity. So let's go through those steps again. First of all, the first step is to pause. And these are steps for whenever you face real difficult times that cause discouragement or depression. So again, step one is to pause. Step two, pour out your heart to God. Step three, let go. Step four, consider your own need for comfort and rest. Step five, ask God to give you wisdom. Number six, ask God to heal your heart. Step seven, take time to grieve. Step eight, forgive, or if you need to, ask someone else for forgiveness. Step nine, move forward. And step 10, sometimes it helps to talk about your discouragement or depression with someone you trust. So moving forward, let's consider that if you decide to not engage healthy action steps, God's enemy could outwit you with his schemes. He does not want you to be free. Plus, he is a skillful liar. In contrast, you can live an alive and active life. Jesus promises to help. If you go through these steps and stay close to Christ, He will heal your heart and give you joy again. Your life can be healthy and strong. Discouragement or depression can sometimes linger a long time. That doesn't change the ideas and action steps we've explored. Do all you can to be healthy, even if you stay down. Think of it this way. If you don't do what you can, you could spiral dangerously low. Your life is too precious to just let yourself go there. Stand up and fight. You are worth it. Incidentally, Jesus empowers you to do hard things, even as He holds you close. Here are some application thoughts and questions. Number one, have you been practicing a purposeful pause? Two, are you pouring out your heart to God? Three, have you let go? Four, are you turning to God for comfort and rest? Five, how often do you ask God to give you wisdom? Six, have you asked God to heal your heart? Number seven, do you need to take time to grieve something? Eight, who do you need to forgive or to ask them to forgive you? Nine, why not take a step of faith to move forward and start to live again? And number 10, sometimes it helps to talk about your discouragement or depression with someone you trust. Portions of this content came from our book, Epistles for an I Generation, Relevant in a Digital Age. This is a devotional book that takes you through 1st and 2nd Corinthians. You'll find practical action points that help you know God better and nurture personal growth. You can find this book in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.